case number 44 in the Wu Men Guan, Ba Zhao's staff. The case reads, Ba Zhao said to his assembled monks, If you have a staff, I will give you a staff. If you do not have a staff, I will take it away from you. Wu Men's commentary. It helps you cross the river when the bridge is broken down. It guides you back to the village on a moonless night. But if you call it a staff, you will enter hell swifter than an arrow. And Wu Men's verse. The deep and shallow everywhere are all in his grasp. It supports the heavens and sustains the earth. Everywhere it enhances the doctrine. Ba Zhao's Japanese name is Basho, but he is not to be confused with the Japanese haiku poet who lived many years, many centuries later. Ba Zhao is a bit unusual in that he was not Chinese, but Korean. There's very little that's known about him. He is said to have lived in the late 9th or early 10th century of the Common Era. At some point, he traveled to China and eventually taught there in the relatively short-lived Guiyang lineage. Ba Zhao said to his assembled monks, If you have a staff, I will give you a staff. If you do not have a staff, I will take it away from you. Staffs, sticks, whisks, robes, roksus, and other sorts of paraphernalia all have a place in religion. The Pope carries an orb and a shepherd's crook. The ancient Egyptian pharaohs also carried a crook along with a flail. A Catholic bishop carries the crozier. In our Zen tradition, there are three kinds of staff associated with teachers and monks. The one we're most familiar with is probably the kotsu, the short stick that the teacher habitually carries in the zendo and has with him or her in the doksan room. Another is the shakujo, a long 6 or 7 foot staff that is carried in ceremonies like shosan, the dharma encounter. The third, called a shippe, means a broken bow, is intermediate in length, 2 or 3 feet long, and is curved like a bow. It is generally assumed that Ba Zhao is referring here to the shakujo, the long staff that monks traditionally carried with them on pilgrimage. There are those who dislike such things as staffs, robes, roksus. It's considered chic these days to look upon staffs or sticks as anachronisms, obsolete authoritarian symbols. What place do they have in an egalitarian society? But reminders are important. We have a Buddha on the altar. Theoretically, we could have a rock up there, or maybe an old Coke bottle, or nothing at all. But no, we have the image of a human being, and not just any human being, but Shakyamuni. It's far easier to relate to. It is a powerful reminder of who and what we are. The staff reminds the monk. The robe reminds each one of us as does incense, chanting, oryoki, kinhin, and zazen. Buddha figures, kanons, bodhidharmas, and staffs all remind us, remind us. There is a shakujo in this center. It rests comfortably in the auditorium section behind that wall, even as you rest on your mat, or the cup rests on the table. We have to get into this staff and see it for what it truly is in order to come to grips with this koan. The staff is before us, right here, right now. We must each of us take a good look at it. Dogen has a verse about a staff. This patch-robed monk's staff is as black as lacquer. It is not in the class of ordinary worldly wood, but breaks apart traps and snares and actualizes reality. In the snow, a plum blossom suddenly opens on a branch tip. This is our practice, breaking apart traps and snares, seeing clearly, actualizing reality. Thus we liberate ourselves and others, and the plum blossom opens. Dogen's staff is not separate from Dogen's practice. The robes that we wear here are not separate from our own practice, our own Buddha nature. The robe is practice. Practice is the robe. Wondrous is the robe of liberation, a treasure beyond form and emptiness. Bajau's staff is the same. The staff is practice. Practice is the staff. Practice is the staff, is the robe, is enlightenment. Nothing separate or outside. This session we are chanting Yongja's Song of Enlightenment. Remember the verse? A bowl once calmed dragons and a staff separated fighting tigers. The rings on this staff jingle musically. The form of these expressions is not to be taken lightly. The treasure staff of the Tathagata has left traces for us to follow. The bowl and staff calm dragons and separate fighting tigers. And where are these dragons and fighting tigers to be found, if not in the midst of our own delusions, illusions, struggles, conflicts, and contradictions? The treasure staff of the Tathagata has left traces for us to follow. Yes, left traces for us to follow. The ox has left footprints for us to follow. If we remember the 10 ox herding pictures, the second one in the series shows the seeker following the footprints of the ox. We follow the traces, the footprints, words and deeds of our teachers from Shakyamuni onward. We follow them as best we can, and then inevitably, we must go beyond them. We must follow not words or deeds of others, but our own staff, our own practice. And if we are true to our practice, we will follow where it leads, into the heart of the great reality, into the heart of our own nature. All dharmas are dreams. Even this practice, even the teachings are but expedient means. But it is the dreams themselves, our very delusions, that will lead us beyond. How? If you have a staff, I will give you a staff. If you do not have a staff, I will take it away from you. Having, not having. Does a dog have the Buddha nature or not? Giving, taking away. Unto him that hath, it shall be given. Unto him that hath not, it shall be taken away, even that which he hath. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This staff of Bajau's is risky. To have a staff is wonderful, but at the same time, pernicious. And the no staff, even more so. It is even more subtle and difficult to get rid of. A monk came before Matsu, drew a circle on the ground, entered it, bowed, and stood still. Matsu asked, "Is it that you want to become a Buddha?" The monk answered to the effect that he created no illusions about Buddha. In other words, he had no staff. Matsu said, "I am not as good as you." The monk had no answer. Once in a while, if I'm talking to somebody and knowing that I'm a Zen practitioner, they will ask something like, "Do you have enlightenment?" I get this mad impulse to say something like, "I did, but I had it surgically removed." Well, that wouldn't be a very compassionate answer to a sincere question, so I try to explain that it's not about having or not having, but I'm not always able to make much sense. To give up all is to gain all. In the midst of not gaining, you gain it. That's Yung Cha again. To the extent that one has a staff, one is mistaken. To the extent that one does not have a staff, one is mistaken. In case 57, in the Shoyoroku, the Book of Serenity, the sage Yen Yang asked Zhao Zhou, "What if one has nothing with him?" Zhao Zhou said, "Throw it away." Yen Yang said, "When one has nothing with him, what shall be thrown away?" Zhao Zhou said, "In that case, keep holding it." Do you see what Zhao Zhou is about here? If you have nothing, why should you worry about whether you throw it away or not? Hold on or let go, as you wish. But don't attach to either one. Sometimes we have a staff, sometimes we don't. If we don't attach to any condition, state, or any circumstance whatever, holding on and letting go, having or not having, are non-issues. In our practice of this moment, having, not having, don't enter in. If you have a staff, I will give you a staff. If you do not have a staff, I will take it away from you. You are whole and complete, lacking nothing. What can Ba Jiao or anyone possibly give you? You are completely empty of any abiding self. What can Ba Jiao or anyone possibly take away? Wu Min's commentary. It helps you cross the river when the bridge is broken down. It guides you back to the village on a moonless night. But if you call it a staff, you will enter hell swifter than an arrow. Zhao Zhou would say that the staff is useful for driving off dogs. They didn't have leash laws in ancient China. It could also be broken into pieces and burned on a cold night if need be. And it helps you cross a river, change a flat tire, care for an invalid. But to call it a staff, a snake, a river, or enlightenment is to enter hell swifter than an arrow. To call myself a self is to enter hell. To call something justice, charity, compassion, evil, a rainforest, God or Satan, is to enter hell. What about all those gods, all the notions that we latch on to and make holy? Take as an example, say, myself as a Buddhist. Ooh, what a gigantic load of baggage comes with that. A load that we begin collecting from the moment we first heard the word Buddha. Good, serene, noble, compassionate, courageous, enlightened. And each of these words has in turn a whole raft of words attached. More loads of baggage. And on and on and on. And what about other words like empty, unattached, liberated? Just more stuff. We're carrying a load of Zen. How can we possibly do anything when we are weighed down by all that? In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, when the ghost of Jacob Marley appears to Scrooge, he is dragging a massive chain made up of ledgers and cash boxes that he forged in life. How much of our lives do we spend forging chains of ideas, notions, concepts, scenarios about staffs, practice, enlightenment, gaining, losing, and on and on? And what will it take to liberate ourselves from that chain, to drop the stuff? You guessed it. Woman's verse. The deep and the shallow everywhere, all are in his grasp. It supports the heaven and sustains the earth. Everywhere it enhances the doctrine. All are in his grasp. Even in the endless cycle of birth and death, the master takes in everything, all with no effort. Be open in your practice. Shut nothing out. Do not pursue. Do not avoid. Receive it all as the ocean receives all the rivers that flow into it. The ocean does not desire a river, nor does it reject it. Once Bajau gives you the staff you have and takes away the staff you have not, who then is the master? In the midst of your zazen, in the midst of changing attire, in the midst of dropping your bowl of food on the table, I knew that would come in handy at some point. Who is the master? If we can see Bajau and this staff clearly, then we can help ourselves and we can help others. Not out of any altruistic or self-centered motives, nor for any reason whatever, but simply as an expression of our own nature. It supports the heavens and sustains the earth. Everywhere it enhances the doctrine. Supports the heavens, sustains the earth, enhances the doctrine, sits on the mat, does kinhin, chants, eats lunch, rests, and comes back to the zendo and sits some more. Nothing to give, nothing to take away. But be careful here. Yongja reminds us the form of these expressions is not to be taken lightly. Form is not to be taken lightly. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. Sometimes a staff is just a staff. A zafu is just a zafu. And our zazen is just our zazen. So continue. Forget all the speculations and ruminations of this teisho. Forget having, not having. Forget forgetting. Just sit there with mu, or the breath, or the koan, or just sit there. Just do zazen. Together with all beings, we realize the way.